Well, of course, hurricane season is well underway, and storms that hit the coast can wreak havoc on our state's beaches. This week on Florida Matters, we're taking another listen to our discussion on beach erosion and how to repair it. Legislation that would have overhauled the way the state manages its beach projects failed to pass this year, but the state did increase funding for beaches up to $50 million. In this preview, Florida Matters host Carson Cooper talks about how the state chooses which beaches to give money to with State Representative Kathleen Peters, Naples Daily News reporter Ryan Mills, and Pinellas County Coastal Resources Manager Andy Squires.
Now, Pinellas County beaches, you're looking out for those. Now, there are beaches all over the state, of course. You know, Florida is surrounded pretty much.
Yes.
Not every beach can get help every single time. What beaches typically get priority, and how does that process work out?
That's a very complicated for state funding. Basically, it's through a ranking process, and there's several criteria they use to rank the beaches. That goes through a process. That ranking the state uses goes to the legislature, and they consider those when they try to evaluate the budget for the following year. Really, for Pinellas County, we count heavily on federal funding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly through talking with our congressmen, making them aware of what our needs are, and hopefully they provide the funding to the Army Corps of Engineers. And we've been very good with that over the last 20-plus years.
Can I interrupt
Yes.
on that? Yeah, there's a ranking, and the problem with, and I think a reason why a lot of beaches didn't get funded and had the damage that they had and lost so much infrastructure is because sometimes those projects, even though they're ranked, and you might be in those top ranking, depending on who has more influence in the legislature, those projects sometimes will rise up even when they weren't highly ranked. And I think that was a flaw in how we were doing it before, and that's why the new legislation that changed that ranking, I think, would have been better. And I think if we did a three-year plan, which is what the legislation said, had it passed, then just like DOT has a five-year plan and the local governments know how to save the money and protect for the money, and we can better plan with the federal government that we're in the three-year plan, it's coming up in 2 years, we have to have the money put aside. Mm-hmm. It's a better way to plan. It's much more effective and efficient. And with the new criteria, then because there are different weights on that and economy is in there, I think that would have been a much better process. I think it would have taken away the weight of a more powerful legislator coming in saying, my community is more important than yours, and so we're going to get it, and you can get it next year. And I had the experience of a project on St. Pete Beach that only – it was ranked 25th. And they only funded 24 projects. Well, somehow my 25th went down to 50, and they promised me the next year that it would be first on the list, and of course it wasn't.
Ryan Mills, what about the critics who say beach renourishment just never really works? I mean, you can restore a beach, but then along comes a Hurricane Matthew, and it's all gone.
And there are plenty of those. I mean, and I've spoken with some of them, including some of the more prominent coastal scientists in the country, and they say the real solution isn't beach renourishment. The real solution is to retreat from the beach whenever you can and wherever you can. That's a hard thing to tell someone in Flagler County, for instance. Flagler County was one of the hardest hit counties by Hurricane Matthew last year, and they'd never renourished their beaches, and they got hit hard because of that. So, yeah, you can look at it and say that sand is going to wash away, but is it more economical to have the sand wash away and protect your buildings, or to not put the sand there in the first place and lose your roads and lose your buildings, which is what happened in Flagler County? They lost about a mile stretch of A1A in Flagler County, got ripped up by Hurricane Matthew.
And you can hear more about our efforts to protect the state's beaches. That is tonight on Florida Matters at 6:30 p.m.